Welcome back to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of sharp marketing insights and the stories shaping our industry right now. I'm here to walk you through the five most compelling stories from the last 24 hours. Think strategic moves, transformative partnerships, and the evolving landscape of media, retail, and sports. Let's dive in. Let's start with a seismic shift in the streaming and creator economy, as reported by Adweek's Mark Stenberg in his newsletter, On Background. In the past year, streaming giants like Netflix, Tubi, and MS Now have been racing to build out podcast strategies, signing major deals with podcast studios and creator networks. Netflix, for example, partnered with Spotify and iHeartMedia to bring popular podcasts and their built-in audiences onto the platform, even adapting some into video series. Tubi dropped $150 million to bring AudioChuck's podcast portfolio into TV, and MS Now is integrating Crooked Media podcasts into live broadcasts, with plans for a standalone streaming service. Why all this movement? The quality and reach of creator content has skyrocketed, especially among younger audiences, and it's much cheaper to produce than traditional Hollywood fare. With sports rights costs ballooning, think the NBA's $76 billion deal, streamers are looking for budget-friendly, high-engagement content, and podcasts fit the bill. Notably, Netflix is the only streamer demanding exclusivity, requiring podcast partners to pull their shows from YouTube, a direct shot at YouTube's dominance. Most streamers, though, want creator content everywhere, maximizing reach and advertising opportunities. Meanwhile, YouTube's response is uncertain. It's unlikely to pay creators to stay, but the competitive tension is unmistakable. This shift is just beginning, and the next round of Netflix podcast deals, expected in April, will be closely watched as a bellwether for the industry. Switching gears to the world of cable news, Adweek has published the latest Nielsen ratings for March 2026, and the numbers tell a story of shifting viewership in a high-stakes news environment. The start of U.S. military action against Iran drove up audiences across all major networks. Fox News led primetime with nearly 3 million viewers and 323,000 in the coveted 25 to 54 demo, up double digits from February. However, year over year, Fox was actually down 4% in total viewers and a notable 18% in the demo during primetime, suggesting some longer-term softness. MS Now, formerly MSNBC, held second place in total viewers but slipped slightly in the demo during primetime, though it posted strong year-over-year gains, up 7% in total viewers and 19% in the demo. CNN saw the most dramatic growth, up 52% in total viewers and 45% in the demo compared to last year. Top shows included Fox's The Five, which pulled nearly 4 million viewers, and The Rachel Maddow Show on MS Now, with 2.27 million. These numbers underscore how breaking news and global events still drive appointment viewing, but also how the battle for audience, and particularly younger viewers, remains intensely competitive and fluid. Speaking of rebrands and strategic pivots, AMC Networks is getting a new name, AMC Global Media. As reported by Adweek, this isn't just a cosmetic change. CEO Kristen Dolan says the new name reflects AMC's evolution into a global media and studio-driven company, with streaming now its leading source of domestic revenue. AMC Global Media now delivers content to over 100 countries in more than a dozen languages, producing around 1,000 hours of original programming, including live sports. Its portfolio spans streaming services like AMC Plus, Acorn TV, Shudder, and cable networks like BBC America and IFC. This move mirrors a broader industry trend away from the old networks identity as companies double down on global reach, streaming, and cross-platform distribution. Other recent examples include Crown Media Family Networks rebranding as Hallmark Media and A+E Networks becoming A+E Global Media. The timing is strategic, as AMC gears up for its upfront event later this month, signaling to advertisers that it's ready to play on a bigger, more international stage. In the world of sports marketing, Always Alpha, a women-founded and led sports talent agency, just made its first acquisition, bringing Courtside Talent, a woman-owned tennis management and advisory firm, into the fold. As Adweek reports, Courtside founder Casey Reed will now serve as Always Alpha's head of strategy and growth, expanding the agency's tennis footprint and overseeing strategic partnerships. The acquisition brings star power too, with 2017 US Open champion Sloane Stephens joining the roster. Always Alpha, founded by Cosette Chaput, Olympian Alison Felix, and Wes Felix, is laser-focused on elevating women's sports, building multi-dimensional careers for athletes, and expanding their influence both culturally and commercially. According to Deloitte, women's global sports revenues are expected to surpass $3 billion in 2026. But as Alison Felix points out, the real potential is still ahead, requiring persistent investment and a long-term vision. This acquisition positions Always Alpha to ride that growth wave, while also helping redefine what it means for women in sport to own, influence, and lead. Finally, let's talk about experiential retail and brand loyalty, featuring insights from Takeover's CEO David Lafitte as shared in an episode of AdSpeak by Adweek. Takeover's, a Western wear retailer, has grown from a direct-to-consumer digital brand into an omnichannel powerhouse with 56 stores across 24 states and a thriving wholesale business. Lafitte's approach, use cultural trends as a tailwind, not the core strategy, meaning Takeover's benefits from the cowboy culture surge but never loses sight of its mission to honor Western heritage. The brand's secret sauce is radical hospitality, commission-free, highly trained staff who focus on education and customer experience, plus services like customization and shoeshines. This deepens emotional loyalty and drives higher spending, with 25% of transactions including customization. Lafitte also stresses the importance of brand-building creative over lower-funnel performance marketing, investing in cinematic storytelling to build lasting equity and awareness. While Takeover's uses AI for operational efficiency in areas like supply chain and inventory, Lafitte is adamant about keeping creative work human, to preserve the brand's authentic voice. This omnichannel, experience-led strategy is a playbook for modern retail brands seeking sustainable growth without sacrificing identity. That's it for today's brief. Five stories that capture the energy and innovation pulsing through marketing, media, and brand strategy right now. From the streaming podcast land Grab and cable news power plays to global rebrands, women's sports investments, and the art of experiential retail, it's clear that those who adapt and double down on authenticity will shape the future. Thanks for joining me. Stay sharp, stay curious, and I'll see you tomorrow.